So in this episode, I want to talk about the three biggest moves you could be making in your business to keep it moving, and also the three assets that build a business, and they're directly related to these moves. But first, I kind of want to talk about it's going to go with the show. I recently took on a new client, which is a loan mortgage person. And I've mostly been working with realtors, and I was like, this seems like a natural, branching out service, since, these type of people tend to work with each other. So I've already been able to get leads for the realtors, pretty basic way on Facebook. It's working, and it's almost becoming boring. So I took the new client because I was like, okay, learn something new. Okay, let's do it and get more access to more people in real estate this way. So I did, and she wanted me to run a campaign for people that want to build on their existing property, because in California there's a new law that allows homeowners to have second units that they could use for rental income. And the city of LA is kind of pushing this because we have a housing crisis, and they're actually trying to encourage homeowners to build on their properties, what they call granny flats and in-law units, back houses, whatever you want to call them, various names people call them. I discovered that while I was writing the copy for this ad. So I kind of let her tell me the offer, because, I figure she knows what's going on, and she said she's been getting a lot of people that are asking about this. So I did a little research, and I found out that there's companies advertising this on the radio, and this is why lots of people are asking about this. But the company that's advertising it wants to do everything for you. They're gonna get the loan for you, they're gonna get the contractor for you, and they're gonna make money off both sides, on the loan and on the contractor. And then apparently, they're probably charging more than they should, according to my client. And she just kind of wants to try to help people not fall into that trap. So I kind of listened to her and ran with that offer, which could work, but there's other offers that are out there. So I ran it, and the funnel had some issues. The campaign it didn't go very good. We did get one lead, but it's not what we wanted. So this is what brings me to your leverage moves. I believe that in business, there are three assets that make a business. You could either go in with a lot of money and get stuff done. You could have knowledge, and that's your advantage. And you could also have relations. These are the three biggest leverages, or even assets, that you could have in a business. So you always want to be building these. We always want to be building money, knowledge, and relations. But sometimes you don't have this. But you could think to yourself, okay, how could I get this, or what can I get to the easiest? Knowledge you could build by, watching some YouTube videos for free and building up your knowledge if you have the time. Do that. That's great. Take some courses. That's great. Relations is about talking to people, meeting people, getting access to people that maybe have more insight or know tricks and have done it. So that's another asset. And then money's just money. You have money, so you could make stuff happen. So I had this client already, and I'm like, I need to get her leads. Like, I have to fulfill on this. So what was my highest leverage move to do? I was like, okay, what can I do? And then so I reached out to someone that's already getting lots of leads for mortgage people. Talk to him a little bit on Facebook, message him back and forth. gave me some good tips, and then later on I just said, hey, I don't know if you do this, but could you do some coaching, or, you know, let's just get on a call and see if you could help me. And yeah, he replied, yeah, $300 he would get on the call with me. And, you know, he has tons of clients that he's doing this for already for in the mortgage space. So booked the call with them, paid them $300 over PayPal, you know, money sent, and then just waited for us to schedule our call. At first, you know, we had one call scheduled, but he's a realtor also, so very busy. We had scheduled one, and they're like, oh man, I'm busy. Could we do it some other day? All right, whatever. I told him, that's fine. We'll reschedule, no problems. And then about 2 days later, we were able to get on the call. We got on a Zoom chat and video conference screen sharing there. And then he starts showing me the different offers that are working, the copy, the pages, and, you know, everything. You know, he's done this. So I was leveraging knowledge, and I was building a relation with someone that's already done it. So, you know, those are the moves you could be making. So, you know, think to yourself, you know, what part of my business could I be growing like this? What am I not doing that I could do? So then took his advice and changed up my ad and my offer. And then I run it, activate it, the ads are running again. And already within 24 hours of launching it, I got the first lead already. So, you know, so reached out to my mortgage person and told him, okay, we're good to go. We got our first lead. Okay, follow up with me and we're going to show you how to get access to them now. So, and then from this, I've opened up an entire new market. First, I was just with realtors. Now I'm going to be able to service mortgage people just by taking the step to leverage off someone else's knowledge and building that relation that I had been building on Facebook. So those are ads, and it was $300, which is, you know, is not much at all, just to talk to someone that's been there, done that. Step 1, 2, 3. Okay, come on, do it. You know, and I really got to see what's going on in his head when he's setting stuff up, and some of the issues he's seen, what's performing, what's not performing. All of that on a call that took me 1 hour. It's a no-brainer. So, you know, just kind of ask yourself, what's the highest leverage move you could be making in your business with borrowing on someone else's knowledge, or the relations you have access to or could be building? And if you just have money, you have money. Go get it done. All right, so that's it for this episode. Just want to talk about that one real fast. All right, hope you guys liked it. Any questions, go ahead, find me on Facebook or Instagram. And oh, I even have a Facebook group if you want to join. It's bit.ly/ricardo group, bit.ly/ricardo group. All right, thanks for listening. That's it. Bye.